All right, John chapter 5. Now, all right, get settled down now. I want all the kids to be still. Nobody else get up. Would you believe I can tell the difference in these kids since school started? Gets worse every year. They can't be still. All right, everybody settle down now. John chapter 5. And we're going to read a statement tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ made about John the Baptist. Bring you a message that it's been on my heart for quite some time now. And this is kind of a message to Christians, how that we should be for God. John 5:35. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. If there was a great big hillside over here and it was all dark spiritually, and John the Baptist was standing in the middle of it, you could see him. He was a signpost for God. Somebody said one time that John the Baptist was God's bulldozer. He went before the Lord to make the high places low and low places high and the crooked places straight, just like a bulldozer preparing the way of the Lord. But he definitely was a sign. And tonight I'd like to preach to you a message on being a signpost for God. I started to just say, being a sign. But most of the time when a preacher says we use talking about a sign, the first thing you think of is like a sign of the times. I'm talking about the different kind of sign tonight. I'm talking about this kind like up here. To God be the glory. That up there is a sign. Now, did you know that really all that is up there is paper and paint? But there's no telling how many hundreds and hundreds of people that have read that thing. Thousands, probably. You know why? It's a sign. It's a sign. You could have put white paper up there and took it a bucket of that, whatever that color is, and thrown it up there, and it wouldn't have spoke to nobody. It would have still been paper and paint, but wouldn't have had a message. Now, you and me, as Christians in this world, are to be a sign. Now, I want to bring you a message on us being a sign tonight. Signs play an important part in our lives. You don't think about it growing up in our society, but everything from the food we buy to the road we turn down to the place we go to eat is determined by signs. What if when you went to the grocery store and you went to get some vegetables, for example, that all you saw down through there was just silver cans. Have you ever? Boy, that'd be a mess, wouldn't it? Where's the beans? Oh, right down. Where's the canned corn? They're right down here on this shelf. What if somebody moved one of them? You wouldn't know what you was getting. Them things got signs on the outside of the can. What if all the restaurants had no signs? You wouldn't know if it was Hardee's, Burger King, McDonald's. You would by the time you left, but it's too late then. You done blowed your money and got sometimes in some of those places no telling what in your stomach. But that's determined by a sign. You can be driving down the interstate anywhere in America and see those great big double arches. There's a McDonald's 5 miles away, man. And them kids, the little they are, the further they can see them things. My little girl, the little bitty one over there. Hold her up again, honey. I got to use her again. Hold her up. See that little one right there? She can spot them golden arches a country mile. And I'll look over at Lynn and I'll say, don't let her see them. She always wants to go there because they got sliding boards and little tunnels. And little ladders that you can climb on and stuff like that. And she said, I want to go to McDonald's. I want to go to McDonald's. Oh, I was hoping she wouldn't say that. We just want to go get something to eat. I want to go to McDonald's. That's where she always wants to go. I've got nothing against McDonald's, but, not every day of the week. But the reason you know them is because of those signs. Signals. Have you ever thought about all the signals that people use? Sign language, they call it. The hand mean this, mean that. In the army, certain salutes mean certain things. In sports, you think of all the signs that a referee or an umpire uses in an athletic event. All right, I'll prove my point. Watch this. A referee or umpire can do what I'm getting ready to do, and everybody, thousands of people, millions in the world, know exactly what's happened. Give you an example. All right, you're watching professional football now. And you got one team against another team. And all they do is just pile up. And you don't know what's happened until somebody tells you. And then they pile up again. You have to wait on somebody to tell you what happened. And then they pile up again. You have to wait on somebody to tell you what happened. By the way, football is really a weird game. That's why it's only in season a few months a year. And basketball makes it all year round. But they play football, and here's what they do. All right, you see a big gang of people, and they all just pile up on each other. And all of a sudden, the umpire runs up and goes, "What does that mean? Touchdown!" Now, how'd you know that? Because that has come to be a sign. When he does that, he don't get on the microphone and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Cowboys." No, they couldn't make one. Somebody. The Hoppy Tom Bombers have just made a touchdown. Yay! He don't do it like that. He don't have to get to the microphone. He don't have to come over there and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, a touchdown has just been made." No! All he does is throw him arms up, man, and they go crazy. That has become a sign. Alright, let me give you one on baseball. Now, Lord, you talk about boring. We are at the boringest of the boring now. Here's the guy. You could have took a nap, read your Bible chapters, prayed 5 minutes, and during while he's standing around there spitting. Yeah. And then he has to do all that again. They don't never hit it the first time. You might sit there 30 minutes, brother, and not see one thing happen. Well, anyway, all right, what's this? Somebody finally does something, and they're running around the bases and everything, and here's the guy throwing him in there, and here comes the guy sliding in there, and the umpire goes like this. What does that mean? Say. Now, he don't have to come to the microphone and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, the player got to the base before the other fella got the ball and tagged him, and so that means that the player is safe. You can all scream and holler." All he does is just go like that. That means something. Everybody in there knows what it means. In basketball, let's say there's in baseball, what does this mean? He's out. The umpire standing back here behind the catcher. What does this mean when he throws a pitch? Ball. He don't do nothing when it's a ball. Just look around, up, see his mama up yonder, somebody. When it's a strike, he goes like that or something or other. Like that. And, or he takes out that little thing and clicks it. In basketball, the coach is up running his mouth. He says, "Sit down." He's up running his mouth. He says, "Sit down." All of a sudden, the referee blows the whistle and goes, "Boop." What does that mean? He throws the tee on him. Well, that's a technical foul. Everybody in there knows what it means. Those are all signs. Did you know in the military, in the armed forces, in aircraft, at sea, among ship. I was noticing, and I began to look in the encyclopedia, and they use flares, they use buoys, they use flags, the SOS distress signal on the ocean, The Mayday distress signal in the air. And all of those. That's an international thing, man. If you're in another country and they say, SOS, that means trouble. That means something bad is happened or is going to happen. And all of these are signs that people go by. Now, we're talking about signs tonight. And let's just talk our road signs, for example. Did you know that road signs, stop signs, especially red lights and caution lights and stuff like that, was not really used a whole lot in our nation until the 20s, and in Detroit, Michigan, is where it all got started. They're making all them cars up there, and they had to regulate it somehow or another. And then in New York City, they begin to put up traffic lights, and today, New York City has close to 1 million signs in the city. 1 million. Now, there's signs all over McDowell County. Anybody who here has their license, and anybody else who doesn't, but it's the least bit observant, knows that there are signs out there. When you see a red sign, and it's shaped like this, and like an octagon, and it's got white letters on it, you can see it a long way off. How many knows what that sign means before you ever read it? Somebody tell me. That's a stop sign. When you see other signs, yield. I don't know. They're like this or something. A triangle upside down. Okay. You see railroads. You see them crossings. You see a deer on a plane. That's not to beautify the side of the road. That's to let you know that deer are crossed there sometimes. There's signs as you travel in this life. Now listen. God wants me and you to be a sign. God wants me and you to tell something. God wants me and you to say something. God wants people to get a message when they look at us. And so tonight, I want to give you four things about signs that are important. I'll be real brief, and you listen to them real carefully. Number one, authorization. A sign to have effect must be authorized. If you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, you see some kids out here, and one of them's got a piece of cardboard up. And that cardboard, they wrote on it with some crayons or a magic marker, and it said, stop. You wouldn't pay any attention to it. You'd say, well, that's not an authorized sign. The state didn't authorize that sign being there. I don't have to fool with it. I don't have to do what it says. But if you're driving down a country road, and all of a sudden you see an authorized state sign up, and it says, stop, brother, it means stop, and it don't mean slow down. And if you don't believe it, you just start slowing down a few of them around town, and there'll be a guy give you the blue light special, man. And he'll pull you over and give you a warning or a ticket, and you'll realize that when a sign that's authorized by the state of North Carolina says stop, it means stop. Now, authorization is important in a sign. When they say yield, they mean yield. When they say slow, they mean slow. When they say caution, they mean caution. When you see a red light, what does it mean? When you see a green light, what does it mean? Boy, you remember when you was little and you used to stand up in the back seat of the car and you'd say, gringo, when the light changed, you know. And you learned when you wasn't that high that red means stop, green means go. Those are authorized signs by the state of North Carolina and the United States of America. I tell you this evening, friends, we as God's people are authorized by the Father in heaven, the highest government in the universe, to display our signs. And brother, we do not have to have anyone's permission. We have been placed and ordained by the highest government in the universe. We didn't have to ask somebody, did we start a church here? God authorized this thing. Did you know something? Let me tell you something some of you might not know. You may be a visitor here, may not know this. This church was placed here by no denomination, by no organization, they didn't even just pitch in and give us no money neither, brother. I mean, not a dime. Nobody said, we need a church here, so we're going to put this church here and build it here. This thing, I believe with all of my heart, was authorized by the Lord. And God has put this church in McDowell County as a sign to warn people to stop the way they're living and turn to Jesus before it's too late for them. It's authorized. You see a lot of stuff going on nowadays. A lot of people, and I'm going to use an illustration here, putting up their cardboard religious signs and claiming to have some authority that God never has gave no authority. I want to say tonight, if God Almighty's ordained a work and God has placed that in the work and God has opened the door, a man can't close it. He'd be a fool to try. And if God has shut the door and if God has not ordained it, a man's a fool to try to do it. Go on with it. I've seen a lot of them. We got a lot of them running around these days. And everybody's claiming some kind of crazy religious belief. And you got Baha'is and Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and Christian Scientists and everybody. But I tell you something, brother. You can't just be sincere and get anything done for God. You've got to be authorized. They came to the Lord one time and they said, "Where do you get your authority? Who gave you the authority to do what you're doing?" And the Lord, of course, didn't answer their question. He answered their question with another question because they didn't have no business knowing anyway. They're just trying to trick him up. They're trying to trip him. They want to know where you get your authority. You need to learn that God had them long time before Detroit thought them up. God had signs all over this country and world before there ever was a New York City. And He put official markings on them. And we are God's signposts. And we've got a message to give to a lost world. But secondly, not only is authorization important, but location. Let's think about the location of a sign. Now listen, a well-designed, well-located sign has saved many a person from trouble. For example, let's say you got a pretty sign, and it says, "Ice on bridge. Be careful, slow down, reduce speed, ice on bridge ahead." And somebody said, "Boy, it's a pretty sign," and they take it out in the middle of the Sahara Desert, where it's 99 degrees, and brother, it's 110 on out there a little bit, and they place that sign there. That sign's going to do no good at all. The location is important. God has placed them where He wants them. You know where you put the ice on the bridge sign? You put it right before there's ice on the bridge. Now, God has placed people in different areas as signs. I couldn't do the work that God gave Brother Ricky Bullock to do in Germany. I've not got that kind of a sign. God gave it to him, and he couldn't do the work that God gave me to do. My job is to be a sign on East Court Street. That's where I'm to be located, and my sign says a whole lot of things, and the location is very important. We must be in the right place at the right time and have the right message. A sign cannot be placed where it'll be hid. In other words, what good would it do you? Let's say you run a motel on the interstate and you was wanting some business. Would it do you any good to go over in the woods and put a sign over there in the woods that says, "Clean motel, clean rooms, $19.95 for five people, three nights, you know, discount," and put floodlights on it? It wouldn't do any good if it was out there in the dark wood. The sign has to be out placed where people can see it. I want to say tonight, brother, our lives needs to be open. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men, where they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now, if the Lord said, "Brother Danny, I'm going to let you put up some signs in McDowell County. And these signs are people." And He said, "Now Danny, I'm going to let you get up here in an airplane and you're going to look all over Marion and all over McDowell County, and then I'm going to let you place some signs. All right? I'm up here in the helicopter, airplane. I'm looking around. I look down there and I see Travenol, Baxter Laboratory. I look down there and I see what's going on. And I think, Lord, there's a bunch that needs to find out something. Man, there's a bunch in darkness. There's somebody out here flirting around, running around on their wife, and here's somebody else trying to make time with some woman he ain't married to. There's some boys out smoking dope in the parking lot, and here's this going on, and that's going on. All right, I'm looking for me a sign. I'm looking for me a sign that'll say, get right with God. Turn or burn. The Lord's coming soon. And I want to write it real big on their chest. Steve Durham.
There he is. I'm going to place him up there. And God goes bang, 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 and drives a sign down in there. And don't you know every time them people see Brother Steve, every time they see Brother Jack, every time they see these boys work there, them boys are a sign to them people. Their life says something. Their life says you better get right. You better turn from your sin. God has placed you where you work to be a sign for the glory of God. You know what I'd do? I'd look over there at Cross Cotton Mill. And I'd say, boy, I need some signs there. And I don't even know if we got anybody work over at Cross Cotton Mill right now. I know we had some. I don't know right offhand. How about Burlington Industry, Clinchville? Yeah, I'd say, oh, so-and-so. Oh, Raul, I'll stick him down there. Raul, you're a sign. And buddy, you better show some people what God's wrote on you. And you've got a job to tell them what the message that God... You might be just a good sign. It might just say Jesus loves you across your chest. But they need to see the sign. I look over here at Main Manufacturing. Who all works over there? Anybody? Raise your hand. One, two, three, four. No, anyway, he don't work there. Anybody else? He just ain't listening. Anybody else? Marrying Manufacturing. Now, let's say I put these fellas and I put these ladies and I tell you, I'm going to put you and I'm going to hang a big sign on your chest and it's going to say, prepare to meet God. I'm saying, church, God has made you a sign. God has made me a sign. How many kids here go to East Junior High? East Junior High. Raise your hand. Raise them high. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, good night. There's a gang of them. You know what you kids are to be? God's got a sign hanging around your back, and that sign says, I'm a Christian, and you ought to be one too. And brother, you are a sign. How many of you go to West Junior High? West Junior High. One, two, three. There's several here. All right, how many McDowell High School? Raise your hand. All over the building tonight. You know what? God's got you signpost drove up in that school. He's not got you there for your health. Or brother, he's not got you there for the good influence. That's for heaven sure. God's got you there for a sign. And your job is to let the sign be seen. And your location is very important. Listen, it wouldn't do any good for all the Christians in the world to get together in one place. If that happened, the world would go to hell. God's got us scattered out. God's got us moved out. One of these days, we will be to a place where we're all together. One of these days, we will get together in the sweet by and by. But now, God has placed us at strategic places where He's trying to warn a generation not to go to hell. And I tell you what, brother, signs need not be hid. You know where signs are supposed to be? In confusing, conflicting, dangerous places. Have you ever been somewhere to a big city where you hadn't ever been before and you had to drive? Have you ever thought of the mess you'd be in if it wasn't for signs? My soul. I drove through Washington, D.C., right through the middle of it. I drove through Atlanta, Charlotte, and Jacksonville, and most of the major cities in this part of the country. Son, I depend totally on them signs. Buddy, I'm a-looking when I'm a-driving, and I'm a-looking up here, and I'm coming through Asheville. Right over there you have these great, big, green signs. And it's got lanes of traffic under each one of them. And it'll have an arrow pointing down. And this one will say, 1923 North Weaverville. This one will say, Downtown Patton Avenue. This one will say, 240 west or 240 east. And I'm coming up through there at 50 miles an hour. I've got somebody on this side of me and that side of me and behind me in front of me. Buddy, you know what I'm doing? I'm looking up there for that sign. And I'm coming home. I'm a moseying over there in that 240 lane that's going to head me east toward, it don't say Marion, it says Statesville over there. And you come down towards Marion. I'm a looking for the sign to keep me out of wrecks and to keep me from getting off track and to keep me from getting lost. And there are literally, y'all listen to me, there's literally hundreds of people out here in our community that, brother, they're going through life and they don't know which way to turn except they see some Christians that guide them and help keep them on track. They don't know where to turn their life unless me and you as a sign. Hey, how many of you, God used this church as a sign to you? And you were, when you come here, you were just like you was out on the highway. You didn't know where you was going east, west, north, or south. You didn't know if you was going to heaven or hell, but God used the church to put a sign up in front of you and got you on the right track. Raise your hand. Now you think about that. Now God has placed me and you as a signpost so that people, when they see us, our life will instruct them on the way that they need to go. Brother, you need to get that location just right. I tell you what, boy, it's good and it's vital that Christians be at places of confusion in people's lives to point the way out of the confusion and trouble that they're in. Let me say thirdly, right quickly, the third thing that's important about a sign is information. Not only is the authorization, not only is the location important, but brother, you think about the information. What the sign says is very, very important. As a matter of fact, without the correct information, even if it's got floodlights that come on at dark and go off at dawn, even if it's got pretty colors, even if it's put up on steel posts, a sign is useless without the correct information. That sign, I tell you, I'd hate to be going down the road and it say I-40 West, and I'd be driving down through there, and all of a sudden it say, "Welcome to South Carolina." What crazy sign back there sent me the wrong way? I'm lost on account of that sign. I depended on what that sign said. Now, a lot of people are going to wind up like that. There's a lot of people reading the signs that's got the wrong information on them. And they think they're just cruising right in. And one of these days they're going to die and it's going to say, "Welcome to hell." I believe that. I believe, and you don't have to agree with this if you don't want to. It's your business. I believe we've got some signs in our generation. Garner Ted Armstrong. The religious cults of our generation. Old crystal dude out yonder. And a lot of this religious outfit that are saying, "We're going to do this, we're going to do that, follow my signs." And a lot of people follow them and are going to wind up in hell because they read the wrong sign and went to the wrong place. The information on the sign is important. Without the correct information, a sign is useless. If it's got mud all over it, it's useless too. Let's say you took a big stop sign and somebody threw dirt on it, dirt on it, dirt on it, dirt on it, it rained on it, dirt on it, rained on it, dirt on it. And then all of a sudden that thing just got covered over where you couldn't read the sign. Somebody comes down through there at a high rate of speed. They don't see the sign on account of the mud. They just run right through the stop sign. Another car is coming this way in the intersection, and there's a crash, and someone loses their life. It's not because the sign's not there. It's not because the sign don't have the right information. It's not because the sign didn't have the right location. It's because the sign was covered up with dirt. Brother, I believe there's a lot of God's people all over this world. God's put you in the right place. You've got the right information. He's even put your location correct and you're authorized. Your life is so covered up with dirt, nobody can't see what your sign says, and they're running right past you to destruction. That's why we preach to you to live a clean life. That's why we preach to you that it is important how you spend your time. That's why we preach to you it is important the language you use. It is important the clothes you wear. It is important the language you comes out of your mouth. The television programs you watch. The books you read. The places you go. Keep that sign clear so people can see you and don't cover it up with mud. You know what a soap opera is? It sure ain't soap, son. It is the opposite. It's mud. Do you know what old wicked, filthy, fornicating, blasphemous, sacrilegious Dallas and Falcon Crest and Dynasty is? You know what that is? That's mud, man. That's mud. And the devil will take that mud and throw it up against your sign, and it'll dull the message, and nobody, when somebody looks at you, they won't be able to tell what your message says. Boy, you ought to get up and take the scrub brush of the Word of God and read that thing and say, "Now, Lord, clean me up, clean me up." And the Lord just goes, and boy, when you walk into work, man, that sign will be shining. I'm saved, and you can be too. That's what your message will be, brother, the information. You know, I like that reflector paint. I like to buy some of that stuff in back and never find out where we can get it. Like they put out here on the stop signs and on the side of the road, man, that is some paint. You know what? You can paint something with that, and when somebody's headlights hits that stuff, it just lights up. Boy, that's the kind we need to be painted with, that illuminated paint, reflector paint. You know what reflector paint is? When the light shines on it, it lights up. We need to have reflector paint on us as God's people, and let the Lord Jesus Christ shine on us like that light shine on me, and let bright up so a lost, dark world can see the sign that God's wrote on mine and your life. You know, some signs are just for advertisement. They ain't warning of a bridge being out. They ain't warning of ice on the road. They're not warning of, you know, it's not like fallen rock. I told my kids, that going up the mountain says, watch for fallen rock. I said, that's a little Indian boy that got lost up here. Ain't never found that, it's not that. Some of them signs is just for advertisement. That's right. I mean, brother, the only thing they're for is advertising. They're not for warning. They're not even for instruction. They just advertise it. I'll give you an example. Oh, Lord, how do I think of that? There's one right down the road here, and it's got a pack of something or other, some kind of skull bandit or something. Some kind of old, you know, that old junk. Lord, surely you wouldn't put that in your mouth. Ah, Lord. I told you the other night, did you know a fly will not land on that stuff? Now you think about that for about 6 months. Do you know some, you want me to tell you what I've seen? Back of juice in your mouth. That's right. Amen. Preach it, brother. I know you don't believe that. I know a boy right now, and I tell you his name. He used to sit, I mean, he wasn't this high, and he'd sit and watch TV all morning and chew back her. And every few minutes he'd have to spit, and he had a Pepsi bottle sitting right beside him. It's the truth, brother. It's the truth. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Smart Alex, don't get ahead of me. And son, every few minutes, he'd pick up Pepsi bottle up and just go. It'd just hang out. And a few minutes, he'd pick it up. This is the truth, if I've ever told it in my life. I saw it happen. He had that thing about 3/4 full. And I was saying, shoot, man, how you stand that? And he said, watch this. Turned it up and took it. But I ain't kidding, man. That's the truth. That's the truth. And you girls, don't you get sick if you date somebody like that. And did you know what? As a sign down yonder, it said, a taste and a touch of a pouch or something or other, or something great taste or something like that. Now, you know all that is? That's not warning nobody of danger. All that is advertising a product. And they say, if we put this thing out here and we have enough signs, somebody is going to buy our product. Boy, you put enough Coca-Cola signs all over the country, people's going to buy Coke. If you put Wendy's hamburgers all over the country, people's going to go to Wendy's. If you put Belts all over the creation, people's going to go to Belts. If you put Kmart and Walmart and Goodies and Hamricks and everywhere all over billboards and stuff, people's going to go. And did you know tonight we ought to be advertisement sign for the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, everywhere they look, they ought to see Jesus, 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 Jesus. And when they get hungry, and when they get worried, and when they get seeking, they're going to go to church and hunt for Jesus. Because they saw so many signs. The last thing about signs is this. Foundation. Is it properly cemented in the ground deep enough? Why do you say that, preacher? Because it doesn't matter if it's authorized, located right, has the right information on it. If it won't stand the test of the storm. Boy, you think of the storms them old signs is in out there. I think about them on the sides of the interstate. Think about them up in Boone. Them big old signs. Can you imagine how much pressure is on a sign as big as that back, half of that back wall there. Maybe 40 foot long by 20 foot high and a 50 mile an hour wind blowing against that thing. Brother, you talk about some pressure. That push trees down. If they had something solid to blow up against like that, brother, is that thing on the right foundation? My question to you is tonight, has the storms of life knocked you down? You used to stand up and boy, they could see your chest and it said, repent, turn to Jesus. God loves you. Prepare to meet God. But storms come to your life and the rain beat vehemently against you and the wind blow. And the next thing you know, pow, it blows you over. It's not how attractive a sign is. But will it stand the test and get the job done in a storm? When I think of the cross of Christ tonight, I think of God's great signpost. How that thing has stood down through the ages. The winds of hell have blown. Man, the devil's done everything he can to blow down God's great sign. But still in the minds and hearts of men all over this world, there's a great big cross standing up and we're pointing people to Calvary every Sunday because that thing's on a foundation. My Lord, every demon in hell couldn't blow it down. Me and you supposed to be that way, pointing men. I like the song, The Lighthouse. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness will safely lead me home is the light of that old lighthouse that stands up there on a hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. Oh, the big ships don't sail this way anymore. They think there's no use in it standing around. But on that stormy night, brother, it was just in time when I saw the light. And the light of that old... Listen, friends, we're in a stormy time. You that work at Baxter Laboratory, you that work at Burlington, you that work at Cross Cotton, by East Marion, down here at Drexel, Broad Hill, wherever you work, we're in a stormy time. And people's lives are in a mess and the winds are blowing against them. I hope and pray you're rooted and grounded and will stand and be a sign. That'll show them people the way out. Be on the right foundation. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Now this has just been a little short, brief message this evening about being a sign for God. And I think we're going to just sing a couple of verses, some old song tonight. If you need to come down here to this altar, maybe you need to come down here and say, oh God, I've got mud all over my sign. And I've not been the light that you want me to be. People can't see nothing by looking at my life. But I'm going to get it settled tonight, like so many did this morning. And I'm going to be a light for Jesus. A sign for the glory of God. Dear God, do what ought to be done in our lives. Lord, I pray as these kids go into that school tomorrow morning, Lord, that when they walk in, that other young people will see them as signs. Oh, God, please, please. Lord, if they fell down, stand them back up. I pray for these brothers that have to go to work in the morning. Lord, when they walk in that plant, that factory, oh, God, please, shine on them, shine on them. I pray for these dear ladies that have to get up and go to work somewhere in some factory and sew all day. Or maybe cut tickets or put socks together. Oh, Lord, please, please let them be a sign. Lord, let them shine. Lord, let them shine. Dear God, let our church here on the side of the road be a lighthouse that sinners could see it and turn. Before it's too late. Bless now the invitation. If there are those here tonight who need to come, help them to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.